All right, welcome back, folks. I want to go to another video here. I want to go to clip 38. New York really is down the socialist slope into hell. And, you know, people think it like can't happen here or something. No, it's happening. It's happening. You vote for people that promise to use the government to bring equality. Prepare to die. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's getting so much worse so quickly. They've just passed a bill to force homeowners in New York City to sell to NGOs or corporations. So at the same time that the left apparently is up in arms against BlackRock buying homes, like, so are we, but the left also is mad about this. They're mad because they think it's about money. They don't realize it's about control. But simultaneously, you have the socialist mayor in New York essentially making a law, like spearheading the fight to pass a law to force people to sell first and foremost to corporations, not individual buyers. Again, yet again, the socialists serving 100% the will of their enemies. It's insane, but it's constant. Here is one New York City councilwoman who actually understands the true insanity that is taking over New York City right now. Let's watch.
In regard to what we're just talking about now, COPA, how wrong can a person be or a body of a government be when we start to take the individual rights away from the homeowner, whether it's a two-family house, three-family house, four-family house? What does it matter? The fact is the person owns the home. They have the right to sell the home to whomever they please. The idea that we have to consult with the building department and give a six-month period of time for someone else to make an offer is absolutely outrageous. And to say it's government overreach is 100% true. This is absolutely maniacal. I do not understand how this body works when it comes to individual citizens of this city. This is overreach at its very best. I'm a homeowner, and no one is going to tell me or anybody else I know that's worked so damn hard to own a three or a four family home that I have to submit the ability to sell my house first to the building department and then offer it up to a non-for-profit when my neighbor across the street may want to buy it. And they have to wait 6 months? Nonsense. This is absolutely ridiculous. And also, I want to just add to this hearing today, this meeting today, that it's absolutely ridiculous. And everybody in this room should be terribly embarrassed that we stripped off veterans' bills today from today's hearings. Why? When the men and women of this country deserve better treatment, and our city today that we passed in committee has failed to come through for our veterans, stripped it totally off the record for today. Absolutely ridiculous. Thank you very much, and shameful. Shame on all of you.
Very powerful stuff. Here's a story from Postmillennial. NYC poised to force landlords to sell private property to nonprofits to ensure affordable housing. New York City Council has passed what has been called the Community Opportunity to Purchase Act, COPA, that will force private building owners to offer up their property to nonprofits and government entities before they make any private sale, effectively causing massive delays in property sales and other regulatory hurdles in the Big Apple's housing industry. In the scenario that it passed, NYC will have the largest COPA programmed in the company. The act forces landlords to offer their property to the city as well as nonprofits before the building can be sold on the public market. The lawmaker who sponsored the law, Councilmember Sandy Nurse, claims it will be a win for New Yorkers. Quote, corporate interests in big real estate tried their hardest to block the COPA Act with misinformation and fear-mongering campaign, and they failed. Today marks the beginning of a new social housing era in New York. COPA levels the playing field, makes it possible to preserve and create thousands of permanently affordable homes in our city. The playing field is level.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at x.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The War Room, Infowars.com, band.video. Support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Massive sale there. Buy one, get one on all supplements. You can buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. Buy a cheap one, get an expensive one free. That sale ends tomorrow. Go now, thealexjonesstore.com. We'll tell you more about that later. But I got a lot of major political news to get into, including the fact that Tyler Robinson, the alleged Charlie Kirk assassin, is asking that the entire prosecutor team be kicked off the case because of connections they have to people who witnessed the event. Same time, you have John Brennan, who's discovered that he is the subject of a indictment in Florida, and is asking to change the venue because they want a more friendly judge, which itself is, in a way, a sort of admission that they're feeling the heat and are worried about John Brennan's legal future. Also have this. Let's just touch on this really quick, because this is exactly what we warned would be the case. When you had the Seditious Six come out with the video saying, "Oh no, we're just saying don't follow your orders, but just the illegal ones." Like, it's totally fine for us to say that because we're just saying the illegal orders. So we're, you know, sticking more or less to the letter of law, which isn't even true. But regardless, we said there should be something about this. Well, technically, they said, they really towed the line and didn't quite say anything that was illegal. And it's like, no, it's illegal. No, what they were doing was trying to spread discontent in the underlings. They're trying to frame Trump as an illegitimate president. So his orders are ignored. They're trying to create chaos in the ranks of our military deliberately. That is the only reason they would make that video. They should have been treated like traitors because that's what they are. They should have been charged with the crime they committed because they clearly committed the crime. Again, this isn't like some sort of weird board game where you're trying to, like, you know, win by maxing out the, you know, rules of the game. No, we have laws in the English language as a limited way of expressing the morals and the guide rails of our entire country. You can't have a law that specifically, you know, is attributed to every single event that happened. You have general laws that express in general what you're not allowed to do. I always use the example of kidnapping. Okay, kidnapping might have a specific, you know, definition in your mind of, you know, man in a van offering candy and scooping up little kids and driving away. Like, yeah, that's obviously kidnapping, but so is, like, keeping your kid beyond your custody window. That's also kidnapping. Well, it's your kid and they're just at home for longer than they're supposed to be. Well, technically, it's kidnapping. It's not the maybe dictionary definition of kidnapping, but this is just a term that we use to apply to a class of activity that is illegal. Okay, same thing with this, you know, law about not trying to encourage the American military to disobey orders. As the law is written, the Seditious Six broke that law blatantly. We didn't do anything about it. Everybody had cold feet. Oh, they'll really, you know, regret doing this eventually. Like, nothing happened. Nothing happened. So what's happening now? Leftist group recruits military officials to turn against Trump's drug cartel strikes. So you now have a left-wing organization advising military members who disagree with President Trump and his orders. Says officials are seeking its help over the president's boat strikes targeting Latin American drug traffickers. Win Without War, a progressive foreign policy advocacy group, says its nationwide outreach campaign geared towards the armed forces is working on a Sunday email to supporters mentioning billboards placed near military bases. Say, quote, staff officers and at least one drone pilot have sought advice out of fear of legal consequences for their role in the Trump and War Secretary Pete Hegseth's illegal boat strikes on suspected drug trafficker boats, the group said. While Trump demands unquestioning obedience, Win Without War is reminding troops they still have an option in case they're given illegal orders. So you have a leftist group now recruiting active military to be traitors. That's what's happening here. You create the perception that they will be punished by following illegal orders. The orders aren't illegal. It's not legal for them to disobey them, but they create this atmosphere of fear and say, you have to disobey these orders or else you'll be the one charged with war crimes. So then these people go, I don't want to be charged with war crime. I guess I'll go over to the enemy. And now they're recruiting. Are we obliged to allow them to do this? Are we obliged for a leftist organization? Are we obliged to allow a leftist organization to put up billboards and advertise on military bases? Hey, you don't want to follow orders? Come follow us. We'll give you the legal backing you need. Hey, you disagree with what President Trump is doing? Give us your name. We'll help you out. You can whistleblow to us. And we can disrupt the entire administration that way. We can actually create a true crisis in the military where some percentage of the soldiers will refuse to follow orders and may turn against the people that are fulfilling their oath. I mean, are we obligated to allow this? I mean, how much farther are they going to go with this? So there's an organization now who's just openly advertising, hey, want to disobey orders? Get in contact with us. We're all meeting up. Hey, do you want to be traitors to your government? Do you want to be a turncoat? Do you want to be a spy for America's enemies inside America's armed forces? Give us a call. And they're making billboards and nobody's doing anything about this. This will probably be the last thing they do though, right? I mean, once they do this, I mean, they'll be satisfied, right? It's not like they're going to escalate even more. It's not like they're going to do anything with all these people they're now recruiting in the American military to be turncoats. I mean, okay, just wish people would listen to us every once in a while. Wish we would have stopped this before it's gotten to this point. I wish we'd stop it now before it gets to the next point, but I doubt it. The truth is the effectiveness of our campaign makes us a target, and the impact comes with a cross. Win Without War said, coverage of our billboards has invited a flurry of hate speech, harassment, and intimidation from right-wing provocateurs, but we are undeterred as ever. Yeah, see, they get to openly break the law, literally put billboards up encouraging American military men to be turncoats. And then if you say, hey, what the hell is this? They go, oh my God, it's hate speech. We're being attacked. Anybody sick of this already? Anybody else completely and utterly sick of this? Win Without War said Sunday it will continue its campaign against Trump by installing billboards near the Florida-based Southern Command facility that oversees forces in Central America, South America, and the Caribbean. The outreach will also target Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia as the headquarters of the Joint Operations Command, an entity that Hegseth tried to at least one of the tied to at least one of the boat strikes. Okay, so literally we have anti-American leftist organizations actively recruiting active members of the U.S. military to go against the commander-in-chief. Are we going to do anything about this or not? Probably not. Well, why not? I genuinely don't know. I don't know. Why did it take Nick Shirley to expose the fraud in Minnesota? Why hasn't Trump arrested any of the dozens and dozens of people that we know beyond any reasonable or unreasonable doubt committed crimes? Like, we have the evidence. They admitted it in text messages, like Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. Like, why are they not going after any of these people? Why are we letting the left just continue to flagrantly break the law in a million different ways? And how long are we going to take it? And what do we do next? Because, you know, everybody's pretty much on board here. Like, if Trump wants to save the country, you've got 3 years to do a hell of a lot of stuff, and nothing's getting done so far. We're about a year into the first administration, and so I'm pretty much entirely, completely unsatisfied with the progress so far. So I know a lot of people are like, well, voting isn't going to help. Like, there's no way to fix the system. So, okay, so what's next? I'm open to that possibility, but what's next then? I think what's next is, like, gangs. Like, we just need gangs. Because obviously the justice system can't be trusted anymore. I mean, we're really past the point where it shouldn't be trusted. People are still trusting it. People will still continue to trust it for a little while. But, you know, it'll get to a point where I'm kind of already at that point where if something happens to somebody I know, I'm not necessarily trusting the government to get justice for it. We've seen how many people are just let out after violent crimes to victimize people over and over again. You know, at a certain point, the system's just going to break down under the weight of its own incompetence. And then what happens? What's next? Well, what do we do then? Because we could be very rapidly approaching that eventuality. We should probably be planning on what to do at that point. And unfortunately, while the left and the right are actually coming together on a lot of things, we are still separated by this impassable gulf of stupidity. They are surrounded by a moat of their own ignorance, and we can't break through. It's impossible. A couple of videos have come out since last we were on air that I want to go to that I simply categorized as videos about the libtards. This was one of them. Let's go to clip number 10. This is what it's like trying to talk to people who have been brainwashed for their entire lives and who exist in a world in which words are merely tools to achieve their ends. They mean nothing. The truth doesn't matter. It's what magical combination of symbols can I put together to make you do what I want? And that's the only thing they care about. It's not about truth. It's not about reality. It's not about trying to come to an understanding. It's not about trying to, like, you know, ferret out what reality is, right? Again, words are imperfect. I might hear you say something and I go, I don't quite understand. Can we work that out? Like, that's the way words are, you know, supposed to be used. Not for liberals. It's just, what is the strategy to beat the person I'm talking to? And it really makes everything impossible. Let's go to this clip here, clip number 10.
Vision to diversity.
I don't want to be, like, replaced at a job because I'm
you
white.
You are not being replaced.
I literally just said I've not gotten jobs
so
because
have
of
I,
diversity.
But I don't
votes.
Feel like I'm being replaced.
That's what just... that is. You could have got that job if you were black. So how is that not being replaced? That's what affirmative action is. What do you think it is?
No, that was casting. That's what that was. It was casting. But why is it hard for you not to just go, I did not get that one, let me go for this one?
Yeah, I As will do just, that. But you think, like, black people would be chill with that if it's like, oh, sorry, you're black, you can't get
that job. I think they have been chill with that.
I don't think so. We had a whole civil rights movement, I don't think that was very
why
chill.
Did black
you got
people
a problem
a
with the civil rights movement?
Because they were being discriminated against, so they
You think they should still be slaves?
What? I mean, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they weren't chill what, with being discriminated.
You think that
against.
We should
I'm
still have them at
either.
The back of the bus?
No.
Like,
what?
These things
that's
happen so
saying.
That we could have equality. Why is equality difficult
How is
for
it
you?
Equality for me to not get a job because I'm white?
Why is it a problem to just work harder?
I mean, how would you feel if white people said that to black people pre-civil rights?
I feel like you probably say that to black people post-civil rights.
Okay, what? I'm telling you, folks, you know, what are you supposed to say to these people? They're trying to not understand. It's probably the tweet of the year from, I have it right here. I just keep thinking Millennial Woes. He's the one. Millennial Woes had a tweet that's like, it's impossible to talk to leftists because their entire discussion strategy revolves around pretending not to understand things. And that's what that was. But are they pretending? I don't know if they are. I mean, the concept's not hard to understand. Discrimination bad. Okay. Discrimination bad. All right. And you say discrimination against black people bad. And they go, yep, absolutely. 100%. You go discrimination against white people good. And they go, what? But white people bad. Well, white people bad. Discrimination against white people good. Discrimination against white people good. That's like the level of their argument. It's just like, no, you're retarded. I'm sorry to tell you this. It's incurable. And you're just going to have to live that way. Now, to me, the only response to this is, you know, democracy was a mistake. These people should not be allowed to vote. I'm not going to try to convince them. I don't care if they're convinced or not. I just need them not having the temerity to think that they should be involved in politics. How dare they? Again, stupidity is fine if it's humble. It's this combination of total ignorance, total stupidity, and overwhelming confidence. It's a potent and dangerous combination that we have to get rid of. What's wrong with working a little harder? What's wrong with the government coming in and dictating that you can't be hired? I don't know. What's wrong with that, lady? Do I need to explain that to you? And that's sort of the whole thing with like the Somali fraud. I mean, I probably have like 15 videos of the Somali fraud. This stuff is not that complicated. You don't really need the details. Okay? These women have been brainwashed to hate white people, and that's all it is. They want white people to be discriminated against. They will laugh at white people when they are discriminated against. They don't care. They're not moral. They aren't good people. They don't have truly humanitarian, universal, objective beliefs. They just don't. They just hate white people. They've been trained to hate white people. They aren't human beings. They don't think for themselves. They've never once tried to, you know, hold these two thoughts in their own minds, which is why cognitive dissonance is so, like, it doesn't matter to them. It doesn't matter to them. They will like scream and shout and tear their hair out about discrimination. And then you go, okay, well, I'm being discriminated against. They go, well, sweetie, maybe you deserve it. Okay. Like, they're just awful. Same thing with the Somali fraud. It's like, it's just a class of criminals. It's just a nation of criminals. They're just screwing you over because they can. And the Democrats are letting them do it because they benefit. It's not complicated. It's not sophisticated. And it actually goes even further. We'll tie this into the Somali fraud and the judges that are letting the Somali fraudsters out. In the old days, in a world not overwhelmed and overcome by this indoctrinated stupidity, there would be some sort of conspiracy to point to. That wouldn't happen without a conspiracy to point to. You wouldn't have a judge going out of their way to, you know, undo a jury conviction and let a criminal go if there hadn't been some backroom deal made in the first place. Because it's inexplicable. Why would a judge step in to free this person when a jury convicted them, when you've gone through all the trouble of getting a conviction, of getting all the evidence, the man is a criminal, he committed a crime, he's convicted of the crime, and then a judge comes in and says, actually, never mind, you're free to go. Typically, you'd be able to then investigate that judge and find out what money he got or whatever. But as we've explained for a very long time on InfoWars, we are beyond the stage of the smoke-filled rooms and the coordination behind the scenes. It is a universal conspiracy now. It is a conspiracy of minds that liberal white women that have been put in positions of judges, they don't need to be coerced. They don't need to be bribed. They are just like misprogrammed robots, ill-programmed robots. They're like animals operating on a instinct that they don't even understand. They just want to free the Somali person. They don't know why. They don't benefit from it. they just understand that that's their role, and so they're doing it. Beaver makes dams, right? An ant digs holes in the ground, and liberal white women let criminals out of prison. They don't need to be bribed for it. They don't need to be coerced. They don't need to, you know, correspond or collaborate or conspire beforehand. They just all understand what's going on. They just all understand this is what we're doing now. And they just do it. A conspiracy of minds is where we're at this point. Let's go now to clip number 34. Not clip number 34. Let's go to clip number 22. Well, yeah, let's go to clip number 22 here. This sort of ties it all in together as well. This is Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Flanagan putting on a hijab and declaring that Somalis built Minnesota. Totally nonsense. Totally. We'll get into it on the other side. I just want to remind you that the left cannot go a week without dressing up like the fantasy novel Handmaid's Tale to spread the weird blood libel, you know, scaremongering tactic of Christians bad because remember the Handmaid's Tale. Meanwhile, actually putting on a literal Handmaid's Tale outfit, a hijab, a oppression of women symbol to ingratiate themselves with the incredibly misogynistic and hateful religious and ethnic groups that they're pandering to. Again, make it make sense. Make it make sense to the left who has nightmares about the Handmaid's Tale, this utter ridiculous fantasy that doesn't even make sense. Meanwhile, oh, you want me to put on a Handmaid's Tale costume to submit myself to your caveman religion? Sure, I'd love to. Let's watch.
Assalamu alaikum. My name's Peggy Flanagan. I am the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, and I'm really honored and humbled to be here with all of you today. I am incredibly clear that the Somali community is part of the fabric of the state of Minnesota. I think about my friendship with NIMCO. We've been friends for almost 25 years. And when I think of being part of Minnesota and growing up here, the Somali community has always been a part of my Minnesota. So I want to just encourage the community to know that we're with you. We've got your back. I am here shopping today and just encourage
Why
other folks to show up.
Why is there a video of this whore with her hair out? I'm sorry. Did I just see that woman without her hair covered? All right. Well, that's a net. That doesn't really count. That's not modest. I'm sorry, whore. Put your hood back on when you talk to us, please. Like, I wouldn't even hate liberals if they actually believed anything that they profess. If their feminism also made them enemies with whatever this is, I'd be on their side. But they will freak out about the fantasy of Handmaid's Tale, but when it comes to wearing a hijab, there's no, how dare you, there's no, you know, you're trying to enslave women. It's, oh my God, we're appreciating their beautiful culture. The beautiful culture that we create a facsimile of to fantasize about being done by Christians. We can oppose that when we willfully and gleefully submit to actual oppression of women from actually misogynistic cultures. Liberals, you're retarded. I'm sorry. There's no other way of putting it. I wish there was a nicer way. You're criminally retarded.
I want to talk to you all right now about something beyond important. And it's about a choice that you have to make. And that's not hype. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has been under unprecedented attack for really 15 years, intensifying when Obama in 2013, Secret Listed as a terrorist organization for destruction by the CIA and FBI that was declassified earlier in the year by the Trump administration. I'm all over the Crossfire Hurricane. I'm all over the Arctic Frost as one of the main people to be taken out by the deep state itself. And the reason for that is we have the information. I have the background. I have the research. I have the guest. I have the crew. We have the giant audience. They tune in and they cannot stand what they hear being discussed on this broadcast. So when you spread the word about this broadcast, when you pray for this broadcast, when you share the articles and videos and reports or take them and make clips yourself and share them, this belongs to you as much as it belongs to me. When you do that, You are the amplification system. Again, you're not part of the fight. You are the fight. And when you support this operation financially, you allow us to stand up against the Paul Weiss law firm, the top Democrat law firm in the country, and we are having major victories against them. We've held them off, shutting us down, as you've seen, intensely the last few years, and it is just a knockdown, drag-out operation. But regardless, the Alex Jones store, thealexjonesstore.com, is not owned by me, it's owned by Bigley. It's funding InfoWars and the fight and the crew and the operation and the bandwidth and everything. And it's funding the Alex Jones Network backup that's been built. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free on almost every supplement we've got. A few of them we can't because of methylene red, a small shipment came in. It's going to sell out probably today. So add, and this is the key. You don't just buy one of one type and get the same one free. That's the usual deal. You can buy any supplement and buy any other supplements. You can buy a $20 supplement and buy a $45 one free. You understand? So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultra Methylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at thealexjonesstore.com. High-quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, safe, healthy, metabolic rate turn up to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
Now, back to our program.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're tuned in to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is The War Room, Infowars.com, band.video. I'm going to go to another clip here, clip 27. This one went viral over the weekend. Just another clip in our collection here. So far, we've seen a woman not being able to understand why discrimination is bad, despite her vehemently hating it. And now let's go to clip number 27 here. Is a woman trying to convince Trump supporters there's no scientific evidence proving that different ethnicities have different genetics. Let's watch.
You've said things like black women are biologically different than white women.
They have different fertility windows. They have a higher rate of fertility complications. 50%.
There's no scientific evidence to prove that a black woman and a white woman are genetically different, right? This is like...
What are you talking
about? No, they are.
According,
yeah.
Literally, there are genes that code for their skin color.
Again, this is, I mean, this is like government data. This is EMI, right? This is the National Institute of Health. This is the American Medical Association. Like, there is no scientific evidence to prove that.
And that's a big problem, right?
Because
And that's why I ask.
Like, IQ differences. Black people are genetically different from other populations.
And I'll say that again. There is no scientific evidence to prove that, right? And as people
I'm stating, do you want to ask an AI if there's scientific evidence to prove that?
No, I want
to
ask...
What you're stating is just factually incorrect. Humans are genetically diverse. It's not a bad thing that humans are genetically diverse.
I'm not saying it's a bad or a good thing. I'm saying there is no scientific evidence.
And right? I'm saying that is a... Factually,
he's saying that there is scientific
evidence. There is scientific evidence. There is overwhelming scientific evidence. This is like saying the sky is not blue. Like, it is genes that code their skin color, mm-hmm. right? Those genes are obviously different in them than they are in us. How is that not science? That's just like a basic fact. The genes that code their skin color, their level of melanin production, are different from my genes melanin production.
And that's precisely why I was asking this question, because I think for some people that do believe, like you, that people are genetically different, that has historically been used to promote racial hierarchies, right? And that's why I'm asking you,
do you see what's going on here? Do you see what's going on? Reality conflicts with their perspective, therefore reality has to be wrong. And then the appeal to authority. I'm not saying it. It's government data. Government data says genetics doesn't exist. Essentially what she's saying. I mean, it's a fairly common thing, and we, I guess, should be used to it by now. After all, of course, we always, the go-to, they don't know there's differences between men and women. But it's beyond that. Again, it's about the way they use words as tools, as weapons, as completely disconnected from reality. They're not interested in saying things that are true. They're interested in perpetuating an ideology and saying whatever it takes to perpetuate that ideology. Black people and white people are identical genetically, identical in genetics. Why would you even say that? What would be even the point of saying that? The point of saying that is because there obviously are differences. The thing is, if you acknowledge differences, you might be tempted to provide values to the two different things. And you might see that one is maybe more desirable than another. Therefore, you're now being hateful because you recognize and acknowledge genetic differences. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'll use the word ridiculous this time since I've already said retarded too many times this episode, but there's no other word for it, and these are the people that we're having to deal with. Now, it gets frustrating to me because the left is almost split between people like that, people that we just saw, people who cannot understand, let alone acknowledge, obvious self-evident truths like genetics exist, men are women, men are men and women are women. Like, there's those types of people that are just beyond anything. And then there's the other side of the left, which is like a little bit more conscious, a little bit more aware, a little bit more able to acknowledge reality, but still somehow muffled, like they're somehow suppressed. They can never break through to true understanding of what's going on. It's like they're trapped in the kiddie pool of understanding. Okay? So I want to go to clip number eight here. Or I'm sorry, let's go to clip number six first. Clip number six. This was posted, 5 things corrupt leaders don't want conservatives and liberals realizing we agree on. So let's watch, and then we'll break down these 5 things.
Here are 5 things that corrupt people in power don't want conservatives and liberals realizing they agree on, and 5 things they don't want us focusing on. Number one, both sides want to ban hedge funds from buying single-family homes. Number two, both sides want to ban Congress and their immediate family from being able to trade stock. Number three, both sides want big money out of politics, and we want to ban unions, corporations, and super PACs from donating to federal campaigns and only allow individual citizens to do so. We can cap it at $100 per citizen per election campaign. Number four, we all want single issue bills where Congress votes on one issue at a time, and we're not sneaking things into these giant bills, and one side isn't blaming the other for why a bill isn't passing. And number five, we all want foreign influence out of our politics and our elections. If you agree with this list and want to spread awareness on these topics, please consider liking, commenting, and sharing this video. Let's unite this country together.
So again, in a way, I agree with him. To a certain extent, I'm on board. I would agree with these five things: banning BlackRock and other private equity from buying single family homes, stopping Congress from buying stocks, banning super PACs and, you know, getting big money out of the politics, single issue bills. These are all great ideas. And then, of course, banning foreign influence. Those are all great ideas, but I don't really believe you. I don't believe you, liberals. I don't believe you because you don't actually believe this, do you? I mean, you don't want Israel controlling our government. I believe that. I believe you're sincere in that. But will you say anything about Ilhan Omar saying she's using her position to benefit Somalia? Will you say anything about any of the congressmen or senators from foreign countries who get up and say, I'm more Guatemalan than I am American? Will you speak up against the foreign interference of millions upon millions of non-Americans coming here, filling out the census numbers and getting blue states more representation in Congress? I mean, those are foreign people coming here, influencing our elections. You have anything to say about that? No, it's about Israel. Okay, well, fine. I agree with you about Israel. Will you agree with me about every other country and every other form of international influence? What about the Ukraine war? Are you going to be with us on that? Probably not. So, like, I don't believe you. Like, it's nice that you can appeal to these things we both agree on, but when you get down to the details, I don't believe you. I think you love foreign influence. I think you love foreigners coming here to take our jobs, coming here to get into our government and manipulating it to their own ends, to benefit themselves. You're not speaking out about what's going on with Somalians in Minnesota. You're covering it up and calling it white supremacist to look into. Why? They're foreigners, aren't they? Aren't they taking advantage of you? Aren't they destroying and you know, making insolvent the very programs that you champion? Why aren't you against those too? You're not consistent. You don't actually hold these beliefs. I don't believe you. Same thing with the, you know, big money out of politics. The big money is you guys. You guys have the big money. And there's already laws limiting, you know, individual contributions. They, you know, repackaged them through Act Blue. So it's like, okay, you can pass that law, but as we speak, Act Blue has already been proven to be a laundry service for huge donations that they then split up and do a whole bunch of seemingly small donations to get around the laws preventing the single big donation. So let's solve that first, and then we can do extra laws. But like right now, the laws that are on the books are not being enforced because it's Democrats breaking them. Again, I don't believe you. I just don't believe that you actually don't want these things to happen. Congress stocks, that's fine, you know. The single issue bills, that's also fine. But it's like, okay, we agree on single issue bills, but then what is contained in the bills? Well, what's contained in the bills from the left is going to be like, you know, schools are allowed to kidnap children and give them cross-sex hormones without the parents' permission. So, okay, you can write a single bill on that. You're still the enemy. In a way, it's like, I don't know, in a way, especially with the Somali fraud, maybe the libertarians were right. Maybe the whole thing is a mistake. Maybe anarchy is preferable to all of this. But when it comes to BlackRock buying single-family homes, why are they against that? What is it about that that you'd be against? It's perfectly in line with everything you believe, liberals. What, are you suddenly in favor of intergenerational wealth? Are you in favor of, you know, a family being able to buy property and then pass it down unencumbered to their children? Why? Why should we let somebody own so much property like that when other people don't have property? You're going to let these people own property? You're going to let it pass down to their kids? You're going to let them take loans off that property to more empower themselves? I mean, this sounds a lot like capitalism. I don't know if you're actually in favor of that. I really have to wonder, what is it about? Like, it's one of these weird situations where I've never heard a liberal explain why they don't like BlackRock buying up family homes. Are they in favor of private property? Are they in favor of intergenerational wealth? Are they in favor of any of these things? That would be news to me. Do they just understand this is like a popular thing to jump on? I don't really know. I know why I don't like BlackRock buying up all the family homes. Because it's part of a global push to make everything impermanent. Because in the same way that they want to buy up all the homes, they want to buy up all the cars, and they want to buy up everything. They want you to own nothing. Not because they're greedy, not because they want your money, but because they want control. The left doesn't really care about control. The left wants control. The left thinks the problem is a lack of control. So again, I'll ask, like, why is the left against what BlackRock is doing? What is it about Blackstone or any of these private equity companies buying up neighborhoods? Like, what are they against? I've never heard them elucidate it. And this is what I'm talking about. The muffle that's on the left, it's like, well, they're greedy, therefore it's bad. Well, they're using it to squeeze more money out of people. Okay, true, not the ultimate goal here. Clearly, not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to destroy capitalism. The ultimate goal is to destroy ownership, to destroy private property, to destroy your ability to pass on your wealth to your children, to destroy the family structure in and of itself, to destroy all of the things that make you strong and capable of withstanding pressure, of withstanding corruption, of standing on your own and resisting the push of manufactured consent. I've explained this, you know, a million times, right? I can sort of offend anybody because at the end of the day, I've got a family, I've got kids. They're going to love me. They understand me. They're not going to cast me out. So why would I care about what any of these other people say? I'll stand up against them. I'll take the unpopular position because at the end of the day, they're not going to rob my family from me. So what's the risk? When you have property, when you've invested in something, when you have something to, you know, work on and improve, the just psychological element of that is so powerful to rip that away to where you own nothing, to where you are just sort of flitting through on a bunch of subscriptions. It's this, you know, paradigm of the company store. It's what they're creating. And again, it's like you go... I went on Reddit the other day, and one of the top things was from the PC subreddit, and it's talking about how NVIDIA now is talking about limiting your ability to use their chips even after you buy them. NVIDIA puts 100-hour monthly limit on all GeForce Now subscriptions. NVIDIA has announced that starting on January 1st, 2026, each GeForce Now cloud gaming subscription will be limited to 100 hours of playtime per month. The company is implementing its long-lasting promise revealed in 2024 with the option for users to purchase additional playtime as needed. Okay, so in the same way that you aren't going to own a house, you also aren't going to own your video games, you aren't going to own your media, you aren't going to own your phone, you aren't going to own your car. Oh, you'll own nothing. This is a, you know, global push to eradicate ownership itself. But you think it's about making money. It ain't about making money. They have literally all of the money. Okay? BlackRock has trillions of dollars, just got unfettered access to America's retirement funds. They don't need more money. They're not going for money. They're going for control. It's about crushing the human spirit, crushing your ability to resist them, crushing your ability to build up in any way, build up your personal wealth, build up your political following, build up your independence. No, no, no. You have to be a bug. You have to be a bug that's entirely reliant on all of these various systems controlled by your enemies that you have to get permission to exist from. It's about the mark of the beast. Now, I don't know how we're going to get people that can't understand the difference between men and women to understand the sophisticated operation that's depriving them of property and therefore depriving them of freedom. These are esoteric, you know, highfalutin concepts that I have a hard time wrapping my mind around. I don't expect people from the videos that we just saw to ever be able to grapple with this reality. So let's go to clip number 8. This is the reality around You Will Own Nothing and Be Happy. This is the reality behind why BlackRock or Blackstone is buying up houses, why private equity is being allowed to just systematically destroy every industry they get their hands on. This is why. It's not about money. It's about control. Money is just a method, a weapon, a tool they use. It's not the goal. It's not their end goal. It's not what they want. What they want is your abject submission, is your inability to even conceive of a world where you are not entirely dependent on them for everything. Let's watch.
Listen up. Do y'all remember that video the World Economic Forum put out that you will own nothing and you'll be happy? Let me show you some things you probably haven't realized because we're already there, y'all. Y'all remember when we used to have CDs and tapes? Now you have to pay a subscription every month to listen to your music. Not only that, but you have to pay a subscription to watch television. Do you have a Ring doorbell? You're paying a subscription for that too. Most of you with gaming systems are paying a subscription to play games. You're paying subscriptions for software, like Microsoft. Do y'all remember when we had printers and we didn't have to pay subscriptions for those? Well, now you do. We have ebooks that you have to pay for subscriptions for. This is all for control. Because if they don't like what you're reading or what you're listening to or what you're watching, they can cut it off. Back in 2009, Amazon erased the Orwell books from Kindle. Y'all remember that guy that said this same thing was going to happen? How many of y'all own a house? How many of y'all think your children will ever own a house? With the housing market as it is, I wouldn't bet on it. Y'all remember when cars were affordable? Not only that, but do you remember when car insurance was affordable? Because I do. It was about 10 years ago. Now I'm paying $300 a month and I've only been in one wreck in my entire life. Looks like that ride sharing will come in handy soon. But back to the housing market. Gen Z is renting, not buying. Here's what it means for the country's future. Yes, more people are having to rent homes. And guess who owns a majority of them? BlackRock. Oh, and back to cars. You know they have subscriptions for those too now. One day it'll be in all cars, and guess what? If you do something they don't like, they'll cut your car off. John Deere has a digital lockdown. We're on the verge of this being a complete reality, and everybody's just letting it happen because their favorite person is in office, even though he's building a digital prison all around us.
Yeah, no, that's completely accurate. So again, I wish we could team up with liberals. We have these forces of evil that are so clearly dedicated to our destruction. But you have to be able to see the whole shooting match. You have to be able to see this the way that they see this, the way that your enemies see this. Again, we can go on and on about how everything the left does just plays right into the hands of their enemies. But, you know, it's everything. You think the billionaires hate immigration? Really? You think billionaires are desperate to stop you from enacting climate change agenda regulations? They're the ones pushing it. What are you doing? So you can, you know, pretend to be against billionaires. You serve their interests endlessly. You can pretend to be against BlackRock buying up houses, but actually, ideologically, you're completely in favor of that. What do they not understand? Anything. Right, anything. No, they don't understand anything. I think that's actually the problem. I think that's actually what we're learning. And I hate to say it, but Trump is absolutely playing into their hands in a lot of different ways that's very infuriating. And again, I see basically all of this happening in a variety of different ways, but all at once and all towards the same end. And it's, you know, tied in directly with Palantir and the global surveillance grid. Now, did I go to the Palantir thing yet? Let's go to, guys, do you know which the Palantir video is? Clip number 40. Here's clip number 40. This, again, all tied in together. It's about creating a single unified database that will be run by AI that will be monitoring and surveilling everybody all the time, as the World Economic puts it, even under your skin, right? Your brain waves, your eye line, the expression that you make when you read certain news on the phone. All of this will be fed into a giant AI that is the beast system that will determine whether or not you are worthy of taking advantage of the, you know, temporary access to cars or temporary access to housing that they can withdraw at any moment because you own nothing, because you've been seduced into this by thinking that you're fighting white supremacy by giving power over to the most heartless and evil people the world has ever seen. Here's one way that Palantir is already being implemented across the country as a primary function of this of this apparatus. Let's watch.
How many people have seen a police program that's being used called Palantir? It is in your police officer's car on your police officer's computer. So while you've got the person pulled over, you can start to drill down on this person. It's not just like a DMV photo and an NCIC anymore. You can see all their bank accounts, the balance in their bank accounts, the last times they declared cash somewhere. You can see every time they hit a Flock camera anywhere in the country. Flock is a giant national traffic monitoring system that is basically everywhere now. And they're taking photographs at every intersection all day. And it's using AI to like read license plates and put identities of people places. And it's just keeping all that data, like all of it. That's what they've got in their car right now. And we're not getting that in discovery. We're not able to confront it. And we're not able to use it as Brady evidence. We've got Fourth Amendment issues galore, obviously. I didn't realize how prevalent it was. There has never been a surveillance program in the history of the United States that was not used brutally and in a corrupt fashion. And now we have the biggest surveillance system that we've ever had.
And it's only being expanded. So again, it wouldn't even be that big of a deal if the powers that be prove themselves trustworthy at all. But if there's one thing that Somali fraud saga has taught us, it's that despite having massive surveillance, despite having incredible access to information from absolutely anybody at any time, they choose not to actually punish the real criminals. Now, if you don't file the IRS down to the penny, they'll come after you. Meanwhile, some random warehouse in the middle of Minnesota is receiving millions of dollars a month for children that don't even exist. So understand that the people implementing these programs, they already have enough surveillance to actually solve a lot of the crimes that exist in this country, and they are not using it for that. They're using it to censor and surveil you and me and people who have never committed a crime, while the criminals are making out like bandits. So understand like where we're at this point. Nobody is coming to save us. Nobody is stopping this. And the liberals don't even understand the thing that they're fighting, because they're actually contributing to it as much as they possibly could.
I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here, because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and in Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine, relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I've never probably on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better. for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong, tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the fruit punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on Ultra Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number four is straight ahead.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.